listener production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Vigo with you. Police are investigating after a 70-year-old Gumloo woman died in a two-vehicle collision in Inkerman. Two cars collided on the Bruce Highway near Wallace Road at around 1:20 p.m. yesterday. The Gumloo woman, who was driving a Hyundai i30, was sadly pronounced deceased at the scene, while the driver of a Honda HR-V, a 61-year-old air woman, was airlifted to Townsville Hospital. Any witnesses or those with dashcam footage are being asked to contact police. An inquiry into the 2023 Taipan helicopter crash off the Queensland coast has heard from the partner of the young lieutenant killed. Chadine White was registered as Max Nugent's de facto and has revealed what a Defence Force chaplain said to her at a family event for the four victims.
He sat me down to have a conversation with me that I'm young and I'll find somebody new, which is an incredibly cruel thing to say because it's not replaceable.
And we're being asked to donate our old mobile phones to help victims of domestic violence. It's as hundreds of people will gather for candle lighting vigils across the nation today to mark the beginning of Domestic Family and Sexual Violence Prevention Month. Queensland survivor Lauren Trevan says services like DV Safephone allow those who have their personal devices taken over to regain independence and safety.
And that really is giving people a lifeline as such. It means they'll be able to contact emergency services or simple things, being able to conduct their daily banking.
Taking a look at local sport, the Townsville Blackhawks will have their eyes set on another win when they take on the PNG Hunters in round 8 of the QRL. The last time these two teams met, the Hunters took home the win, 22 points to 18. It could be a tight game, with the Blackhawks in 11th position on the ladder, just one rung higher than the Hunters. The game kicks off at 3 p.m. on Sunday at Jack Mansky Oval.